Oh, there's nothing change every moment in every way. Oh, I need you, Lord, and that will never change. No, that will never change.
You're my fortress.
Fighting over.
fix my eyes on Jesus Christ, and I'll say that it is Lord.
Already won the battle. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here. We thank you for the time that we get to come and spend time with you and worshiping you, Lord. We pray for Brother Darrell as he brings us your word now, Lord. Open our hearts and minds to receive it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right, if you have your Bible, Matthew chapter 7. If we go through the book of Matthew on Sundays, Sermon on the Mount, a very popular, as in you'll recognize it, scripture out of Matthew 7, 1 through 6. Judging and being judgmental and judge and don't judge and unless you be judged and that kind of thing. Matthew 7, 1 through 6. Just dive right into it. Begin verse 1. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Close attention, verse 3. And why do you look at the speck? I want you to look at the word, look at the word look. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Verse 4. How can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye and look, a plank is in your own eye? Verse 5, and look at the word remove. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Okay, judging. There's an outline of this on the backside of your announcements, if you'd like to use that. First of all, this issue of judging, as Christians, we hear this all the time. You're not supposed to judge me, and I get that. To judge, literally, to judge is to realize the difference, okay? To judge is to realize the difference. So obviously, Jesus means more than that, and that's where we come to our English word. The next screen is judgmental. It's different, isn't it? Now, judge is just simply to be able to tell the difference. Judgmental is to believe you are superior because of the difference. Okay? So judging is just simply being able to tell the difference, but judgmental is where you feel a superiority because of the difference, okay? I warned them, Pete, Jalen and Javen, come on up here. Stand on either side of me. Just right here in the middle so the camera can see either side of me. Okay. See? We didn't even say anything. Can you judge the difference? Right? Okay. Can you judge the difference? There was another fella here a few weeks ago, looked just like you two. There were three of you. Braxton. And I thought, is that what I've got to start looking like if I go to church here? Go ahead and have a seat. Can you judge the difference and not be judgmental? Okay? Can you judge the difference? I can tell the difference, but not be judgmental. Okay, we're going to really concentrate on two things. Service kind of heavy. The message is kind of heavy. It just lends toward it, all right? It just lends toward it. This is heavy stuff, okay? I'm trying not to just bear down on you, but I do want us, I want every one of us in the room, because everyone in the room needs to do this, is to examine ourselves and see if there's any of that in us, because there is. And I'll get ahead of myself if I'm not careful. I want to use a rather long quote if you got a hard copy. It's a pretty long quote by Oswald Chambers. But he had a section on this, and he said it so well that instead of me trying to say it better than he does, I'm just going to use what he said. Whenever you are in a critical temper, when you're critical, whenever you're critical, this is not, I thought I might have to say this because you're not reading the whole page that he wrote. This is not critical of God, even though it's apropos, but it's not critical of God. But when you're critical with each other, when we are critical with each other, whenever you're in a critical temper, it is impossible to enter into communion with God. When we're critical with each other, it's impossible to enter into communion with God. Criticism makes you hard and vindictive and cruel. Here's what I want you to see. And it leaves you with the flattering idea that you are a superior person. Let's just hold that screen right there. Because if you're looking at your hard copy, you know there's another one, and there is one more we'll hold right there. Criticism, being critical of others, leaves you with the flattering idea that you are a superior person. That's true. And being able to judge others, to see the difference, that's one thing. But judgmental means you see the difference and you're superior to it. You're better than it or him or her. Okay, then you're entering into judgmental. So your criticism of others leaves you with the flattering idea that you're better than them. Even though you may not have necessarily intended it, it's happening. Your criticism is doing that to you. Okay, next screen. But that is really a big part of what I wanted you to see. And another way he says it is a critical spectator. Critical spectator, that's how he put it. Another way to make it a little more, give a modern connotation to it, how many of you have watched football on Sunday afternoon and the quarterback makes a terrible mistake and you're all upset with the quarterback because of the mistake that he made on the field, and you are now a what? Sunday afternoon or an armchair quarterback, okay? I can't believe you missed that. I can't believe you did that. Well, you didn't have 10 300-pound men coming down on top of you, right? So you see, he's on the field, you're not. And so it's easy to be critical. Okay, a critical spectator. You're just watching. That's why, let's just leave it right there. That's why I wanted you to really pay attention to a movement in what Jesus says, said that be careful about your judgmentalness. Why do you, the first part in verse 3, and he'll lead onward, but in verse 3 he said, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye? The issue, the sin, the problem in your brother's eye. You're looking at the speck in your brother's eye, and you've got a plank in your own eye, but it's the critical spectator. You're watching them. You're looking at them. You're watching them. But you're not doing anything about it. You're just criticizing. And it gives you the impression that you're superior. Okay? It is kind of heavy, isn't it? I never met a person I could despair of after realizing all that lies in me apart from the grace of God. And just reminding ourselves of that. I never met a person I can despair of that's just so far, that's helpless, that's hopeless, that's beyond help, that cannot be reached when I realize that all that's in me. And so this morning is all about not looking so much at the speck in the other person's eye, right? Because that's the point of it. It's looking at the plank in our own eye. So this morning is not about looking at everybody around you and how critical you can be of them, but it's examining ourselves. And that's not easy to do, and often it's not fun to do. Okay, the first part I really want to deal with is the next screen. And Jesus just did a masterful job of taking this analogy, almost like a parable, and so many things to teach from it, so many levels of things to teach, and I'm going to only really deal with two, but I'm sure if you look closely at the text, you're going to see a whole lot more, because there is a whole lot more, but I'm only going to deal with two. To be able to judge works both ways. So here Jesus gives the analogy of parable about looking at the speck in someone else's eye, you know, the speck in their eye. It's the sin, the problem, the issue that somebody else is dealing with. It's so easy to be critical of them. But Jesus said, now, when you look at that, but you need to look at your own, at the plank coming out of your own eye first. You've got issues. You've got things going on in your life. All right, there's that. To be able to judge works both ways. Which is more obvious, the speck or the plank? And this is where it gets a little heavy. You're looking at someone else and the issue and the problem they have, not consider or have forgotten to consider your own. And when you do that, it comes across, and you're creating the illusion that you're a superior person. Which is easier to see, the speck or the plank? Obviously, the plank is. You're looking at what's going wrong, going on and going wrong in the other person's life. You're looking at that while everybody else is looking at you. See, both people are being looked at. Both people are able to be seen. The person who has a problem, an issue, a sin in their life, and then the other person who looks down on them judgmentally. Both are able to be seen. Your judgmentalness is not hidden. You really need to get this. Your judgmentalness is not hidden. Your feelings of superiority are not hidden. Everybody can see it, except maybe you. Which is easier to see, the speck or the plank? The plank is. Which is easier to see, the problem, the person who has an issue, a sin of some kind, a problem of some kind, they're wrestling with it, maybe they're not doing real well with it, and that's why everybody around them can be so critical so easily. But it's the plank that's easily seen. Now, the speck can be seen, but the plank is easily seen. So we think sometimes, well, I am struggling with judgmentalness. They see that. They know that. I've always wondered, and I knew this was true, and this I love this scripture because this has given me a biblical reference for it. I've known for years that when I'm dealing with someone, trying to help someone, if I feel superior to them, there's something about it. They know it. They can sense it, that I feel like I'm better than they are. They don't tell me, but I mean, they just know it, and I don't know how they knew it. This is why, because it's obvious to everybody. Everybody can see it. You don't have to say, I'm feeling superior today. You don't have to say, I'm just having a judgmental day. You don't have to say any of that. Everybody around you can see it. And that's why you're struggling ministering to anybody, because nobody wants anybody ministering to them who thinks they're better than them. So I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. I hope you catch the humor here. True story, just won't give you the names. So there's a lady in church. I shouldn't have said lady. It is, oh, it was. Okay, that's half of us. Okay, you can narrow it down. There's a lady in church. I need a drink. You judged that, didn't you? It isn't Dee Dee. You can tell a message is going to get kind of tough when I have to have a drink. So there's a lady in church who takes about 15 minutes with me complaining about another lady in church. Okay, that may shock you, but so there's a lady in church who takes about 15 minutes. What I'm saying is it was a while. Complaining about another lady in church. Do you know what she was complaining about? That the other lady was a complainer. And I'm sitting there, or standing there, or whatever, the whole time, thinking to myself, do you not see this? You really aren't getting this. Okay, what's happening right now, though? So I'm complaining about a lady who's complaining about a lady who's a complainer. It never ends. I want to lighten it up a little bit because this is heavy. Because you're a human, you struggle with feelings of superiority. You do. Some struggle more, some have it more under control, I get that, but because you're a human, all of us struggle somewhat with feelings of superiority. All of us struggle somewhat with being critical of what other people did, what other people said, how other people act. All of us struggle with it. You don't see it in you. I've found that to be true. I'm telling you that everybody struggles with it, and you agree with that, but even some of you right now cannot see it in yourself. And so really the problem you have, you haven't been able to identify it, but now it's obvious the problem you have is you don't see it. And so what I'm going to ask all of us to do this morning is take some time and really take this time right now to examine ourselves saying, Lord, is that me? And sometimes the answer is yes. Yes. Okay, I've had to deal with, because I knew what it was going to be, I've dealt with this message for weeks, but this week especially, I really had to deal with that and examine myself and ask myself, God, is that me? Do I come across that way? I didn't think I did, but the more I think about it, the more I examined, and the more I thought, yes, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do come across judgmentally. Sometimes I am critical, which makes me think that I'm a superior person. Sometimes I'm guilty of it. It's true. I don't want to be that way. So don't. Don't take the plank out of your eye. Take the plank out of your eye that everybody else can see. And I thought about going through a section where you might go to someone else and encourage them to tell you, you know, am I guilty of that? Do I do that? And you can do that if you want to, but I'm not going to do that because all that will do is discourage me so much more. I just know that there's times that I am. And I don't want to be like that. And so, it's by the help and the grace of God that He begins a work in me. Now, the point is, that you see the speck, but they see the plank in you. They, you know, it's obvious to them that you're being judgmental. It's obvious to them that you feel superior. So we come on down to verse 5. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Now we get into not only seeing it, but removing it. Here's the thing. Until you get the plank out of your eye, which means until you really begin to seriously work on getting rid of your judgmentalness, until you seriously begin working on getting rid of your critical spirit, until you really begin to seriously work on getting rid of your critical spirit, which leads to you thinking that you're a superior person, until you really begin to work on that, you're not going to be taking any specks out of anybody's eye. You're not going to really have much positive effect on anyone because they know you're coming at them. They know you're looking down on them. And they will not let you help them because you feel superior and they know it and they see it. So now I've got work to do on me. And I promise you, I've got work to do on me. The truth is, everybody in this room has work to do on everybody in this room. The question is, do you see it? Do you see the plank that is in your own eye? God, reveal to us who we really are. Reveal to us who we would be without the grace of God. Reveal to us where we came from. Reveal to us who we used to be and what we still could be apart from the grace of God. Reveal to us what you have done in us, not what we, every good thing is what you have done in us, not what we have done. The next screen, the last one. Let us all have clear eyes. So now we begin the work. Lord, I've got to get this plank out of my eye, this critical, this judgmental, this superior. I've got to get this out of my eye because I really honestly do want to help someone else. Let us all have clear eyes. That means that you come down to where they are. You meet them where they are. Your issue is not theirs. Your sin is not theirs. Their sin is not yours. We all get that. We've all done different things. We all are different, but we've all got something. Make a blanket statement. Not going to shock you. I've said it many, many times. There's something wrong with all of us. There is something wrong with all of us. And admitting that. And so I want to help you anyway. I've got this issue. You've got that one. We've all got something wrong. We've all got something that God needs to fix and God needs to work on. But I love you, and I want to help you. And I'm working on it too. If you can approach people like that, if you can deal with people like that, if you can pray for people like that, I'm working on it too. I want to work with you. Let us all have clear eyes. I want to work with you. Okay? I'm going to ask our band to come on up. We're going to have an invitation, our prayer time. I'm going to ask our congregation to stand, please. It's one of those that kind of hard to come forward to. Because this morning, by coming forward, we're saying, God, I need help. Before I can help someone else, God, I need help. But I think if the Holy Spirit's at work in you, you will do it. I think if the Holy Spirit's dealing with you and talking with you, that you will do it. That you're serious enough about it. God, I need help. So before I can really get down and pray for and work for and help someone else, God, I need you to make this change in me. I need to take this plank out of my eye. And I'm coming to do that this morning. Lord, I'm going to humble myself and pray and let you know that there's a lot of work on me that needs to be done. And I'm asking you to do it this morning. So, while the band plays, if you want to come and pray, you can kneel at an altar, you can have a seat, you can stand, whatever it might be. As the Holy Spirit deals with you, and you want to come and pray about you, we invite you to come.
Who are broken, lift up.
up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your heart, lay down your heart. Come as you are.
Who strayed, come sit at the table, come taste the grace just for the weary, and rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow, heaven can't cure. So lay down your burden.
Sorry.